How you holding up, Pete?
Feeling great.
You are feeling great. You had a hunk of sugar today, Pete. Oh. if you don't follow the show closely enough, Pete is off of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You got rid of it in your life.
Out of my life.
And today, we for Blind Services of Chicagoland had their summer camp, and Pete and I were their guest judges for a peanut butter and jelly contest. And the idea is that the kids who are all visually impaired go to the store. I think it was last week. They get the stuff as part of a mobility lesson. The idea that they go on their own with the counselors. They pick the ingredients they want to make the best peanut butter and jelly possible.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come back and they make them. And then Pete and I, we judged. And all of the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches all had candy. It was just straight up candy. So it was, this is, what's your name? And they'd be like, this is my, is this peanut butter and jelly? And it's also got Reese's Pieces. And it's got peanut butter and chocolate and marshmallow and cotton candy and sour candy and Pop Rocks and Nerds and some cheese. And you're like, and so I was so cute, and it was great because they would really put their heart and soul into these. And they were good. They were goofy, you know, nothing that you're going to gag on. But the winner had slices of American cheese and chips and Pop Rocks, and it was a culinary delight. And the best part was that there were 15 or 6, it was like 17 kids, and they all had a sandwich, and we had to sample each one. And by the eighth one, I was going into a diabetic shock. I was like, this is, oh my God, this is too much. And I'm like, poor Pete, who hasn't had sugar in a year and a half. It's like, this has a Three Musketeers bar? Okay, let me try it. I was like, I don't think you're going to make it out of there. Is your body reactive? Have you felt anything?
Some point in the middle, I had this this feeling of when Barney on The Simpsons was off of beer for a while, and then he accidentally had a beer or something. It was like, it begins! I thought I was going to go into the tailspin. I'm like, I got to get in my system, got to get in my system. But
no, it's been okay.
Been able to refrain for.
I feel bad. For the second half of our show tonight, because it could, at any moment, we could hit that sugar cliff and be like, ooh, and we'd just be like, what's up? What's this?
Did have to walk to Dudo to get my $1.10.
You did?
I had to get my $1.10 coffee.
I skipped it today, I skipped it, yeah.
I've reached peak old person, too, where I go with exact change. I grab $1.10 out of like our change bucket, you know, at home.
You keep it in your breast pocket of your shirt too.
Yeah,
straight up.
Wow. And then I'm embarrassed by having the exact change. So like I pretend like I've never been there before. Even though I go to the same Dunkin' Donuts to the same person, I pretend like I don't know. Like he goes, it's $1.10. I'm like, oh, it's $1.10.
That's amazing.
Oh,
really? That's what I have.
I might have
nickels. It's ridiculous. Well, it was a good cause today, and we judged some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and kids were great. And it was a toss up to who had the most candy in a peanut butter and jelly. If the category was who put the most candy into a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it would have been a toss up because they all put equally too much candy in the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But it was a fun time, and I'm glad that we're still awake.